to show us something, and she told us her story. She said that she had a stroke from, like, the top of her head all the way down to her feet, and then a couple months later, she found out she had another stroke, and then she had heart problems. And she told us how she believes that the reason she was standing there today is because Jesus brought her back. And now, anytime she sees someone on the street, she'll go up and talk to them. She doesn't care where they've been, who they are. She just wants to help. And I think that that's an awesome way to look at life, and I want to be more like her.
While we were in Denver, we were invited to follow Jesus so closely that we would be covered in the dust kicked up by him. We got to follow Jesus through nature. We saw the sun rise and set, walked through trails at Red Rock National Park and Lookout Mountain, and worked in the blazing sun. As we did, we were covered in not just dust, but mud, rain, and sweat, physical reminders of our closeness to Jesus through creation. This time in the great outdoors let us recognize God's strength and the beauty of creation. By spending time in the world he made, we were not only privy to his handiwork, but we were drawn closer to him. The beauty of nature invited us to follow Jesus closer than ever in wonder and awe.
On Thursday, when we were on our way back from the showers, I was with another group from Minnesota, and we were headed to a gas station to pick up some treats, and we were stopped at a stoplight, and there was this lady on a park bench sitting outside on the side of this road, and I was looking out the window, and she waved at me, and I rolled down my window, and I said, "Have a blessed day." She blew me a kiss, and I blew her one back.
One thing we did on our mission trip was after our work day and dinner, we had a gathering. We had a gathering where all of the church groups gathered together for worship and what they called Yay God moments. Yay God moments are times throughout the day when we saw God working, and our group had a Yay God moment the first day we served.
The first day we served, it was at a thrift store, but it wasn't an ordinary thrift store. It was a thrift store that many low-income people relied on to get the necessities they need. And we had the opportunity to help clean the break room and bathrooms, sorting the clothing and unloading furniture. After this long day of work, we were leaving the store and saw a man selling ice cream. And of course, our group ranging from ages 13 to 17, we ran over to get some. This was our Yay God moment, and we felt as if God was rewarding us for the work we did throughout that day.
Trinity and I, the pulpit just slipped. I don't ever lean on the pulpit, I guess. We got to serve together on the Cherry Creek team, and we served one day at Montebello Park cleaning up. Do you want to tell them about how many vines were on the fence?
There were so many vines that we had to get off, and it was like around the whole fence, and I had to rip it off so many times, but it was fun.
It was really fantastic to see the love that Denver has for their parks and the ways in which it's places that bring people together. Like the slide said earlier, there's over 300 public parks, so it felt like we made an itty bitty dent in a whole lot of work, but it was good to work alongside Trinity.
This year's mission trip to Denver, Colorado created so many meaningful connections between us, the community, and our fellow peers. Last week, we had the opportunity to serve in a variety of places. We painted houses, sorted clothes, cleaned parks, and some of us even spent time playing games with the elderly at the senior living. Throughout the week, I saw so many beautiful examples of what it looks like to serve others, But when I started to reflect on the difference between serving and simply working, as a CNA, my days often feel routine, but this experience helped me realize that my job is a form of service. It's a way to care for others, support them in times of need, and make a real impact in their lives. That shift in perspective has truly made a difference in how I see my role every day.
So in closing, as I said, throughout the week, we reflected on Jesus' time up on the mountain with his disciples and how peaceful it was and how they told Jesus, we should really just stay here. This is a good place to be. We'll just build some houses and we'll stay. And I think all of us, though we wanted to get home to our own beds, none of us were really ready to leave the experience because it was just so impactful, so powerful to be part of that community for the week. And yet we knew that we had to come back down the mountain, that we are called to follow Jesus closely in the community where we live, among the people that we serve alongside here. And so I just want to say with deep gratitude, thank you. Thank you for making this possible for myself, for Kendra, for our youth. A special thanks to Sandy Hagness's family who directed her memorial funds to this trip. It would not have been possible without that. And I hope that you'll continue to ask questions of our youth about their experience because a lot of really fantastic faith formation happened. And so we're really grateful for that opportunity to follow Jesus closely. Thanks be to God. We'll sing together our hymn of the day, Borning Cry. At the conclusion of this hymn, I'll ask the baptism family to gather together at the font, and a couple of youth are going to assist with the baptism as well. Holy baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father liberates us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are born children of a fallen humanity. In the waters of baptism, we are reborn children of God and inheritors of eternal life. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are made members of the church, which is the body of Christ. As we live with him and with his people, we grow in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God. Who presents Layla to receive the sacrament of holy baptism? In Christian love, you have presented Layla for holy baptism. You should therefore faithfully bring her to the services of God's house. Teach her the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments. As she grows in years, you should place in her hands the Holy Scriptures and provide for her instruction in the Christian faith, that living in the covenant of her baptism and in communion with the church, she may lead a godly life until the day of Jesus Christ. With the support of this congregation, do you promise to fulfill these obligations? You may say, we do.
In solidarity with all creation, we join our voices to the voice of the whole church and pray for the needs of the world.
Inspire your church to follow Jesus closely. Keep us ever aware of the needs and longings of our neighbors, so that we might minister dust covered to the least of these. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Every creature under heaven has been promised the hope of the gospel. From that promise, generate in humankind an eagerness to protect and care for creation. Bring healing to the earth with your words of life. God of grace, hear our prayer.
Hear our prayer.
Peel away the distractions, worries, and fears of all who govern the nations of the world. May your world of love and life dispel all other voices. Provide gracious hospitality in places where hostile forces hold sway. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Speak your word of comfort to any who suffer pain, illness, grief, depression, or despair. Bring healing to those we pray for now by name.
Linda.
God of grace, hear our prayer.
Enliven and uphold all siblings in Christ who strive to provide hospitality and safe spaces where everyone without exception can receive and be transformed by your word of life. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
For Joyce Borman and all the saints in light who attend to your word and now rest in you, we give thanks. Open our ears to your voice until that day when we realize the promise of the gospel with all creation. God of grace, hear our prayer.
Trusting in your loving kindness, we place our prayers and hope in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Holy God, mighty Lord, gracious Father, we give you thanks for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters and you created heaven and earth. By the gift of water you nourish us and all living things. By the waters of the flood you condemned the wicked and saved those whom you had chosen, Noah and his family. You led Israel through the pillar of cloud and fire through the sea out of slavery into the freedom of the promised land. In the waters of the Jordan, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Spirit. By the baptism of his own death and resurrection, your beloved son has set us free from the bondage to sin and death and has opened the way to the joy and freedom of everlasting life. He made water a sign of the kingdom, of cleansing and rebirth. In obedience to his command, we make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Holy Spirit so that those who are baptized here may be given new life. Wash away the sin of all those who are cleansed by this water and bring them forth as inheritors of your glorious kingdom. To you be given praise and honor and worship through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. I ask you now to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, to reject sin, and confess the faith of the church, the faith in which we baptize. Do you renounce all the forces of evil, the devil, and all his empty promises? Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. All right, we're ready for the baptism, so you can just... It's all good. Yeah, that was perfect. Just a little bit this way. There we go. Layla Sue, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Just keep her close here. There we go. You have that. The Lord be with you. God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for freeing your sons and daughters from the power of sin. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon Layla Sue, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence. You can set her up now, since she's comfortable. We'll be lighting this in just a moment. Huh? You gonna touch that water? You can play in it. Layla Sue, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen. Like that. There you go. Do you want to hold on to that? Do you want to take it? You can hand that to her dad. Layla Sue, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Let us pray. O God, the giver of all life, look with kindness upon Jordan and Emily. Let them ever rejoice in the gift you have given them. Make them teachers and examples of righteousness for their child. Strengthen them in their own baptism so that they may share eternally with their child the salvation you have given them through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through baptism, God has made this new sister a member of the priesthood we all share in Christ Jesus, that we may proclaim the praise of God and bear his creative and redeeming word to all the world. Let us welcome her. We welcome you into the Lord's family. We receive you as a fellow member of the body of Christ, child of the same heavenly Father, and worker with us in the kingdom of God. Layla, would you come to me, or you want to walk with your mom? Can I introduce you? Come here. Thank you. Hi. Well, let's welcome Layla into the family of God. A little applause. Did a good job. The peace of the Lord be with you always. I invite you to stand and share a sign of peace with those around you. Say hi. Peace be with you. God's peace be with you. You're okay. Let's find Mama. It's okay. We'll go find Mom. Peace be with you. God's peace. Let's go find her. We'll find her. Peace be with you. We're going to go find Mom before there's tears. Say hi.
You may be seated as we prepare to collect our offering. And while we're doing that, we'll hear a song from our mission team that we sing during our mission trip. Broke it, gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, Jesus took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembering Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming again in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord. Unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated as you prepare for communion. Again, this is an open table. All are welcome to come forward to receive the body and blood. I'd like to let you know that the outer rim of the communion tray is grape juice. So if you prefer that instead of wine, take from the outer rim. And we do have gluten-free wafers if you need those instead of wheat bread. We'll be serving continuously, so you'll just follow forward, receive the bread, the cup, put your empty cup in the bowl as you return to your pews. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. All are welcome.
You, Lord, oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. The moment that I wake up, till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. Goodness of God.
voice is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. My life laid down, I'm surrendered now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. It's running after, it's running after me. My goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Of the goodness of God, I will sing of the goodness of God.
May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Let us pray. Mothering God, you gathered us to your table and we drank deeply of your grace. Send us out by your Spirit to love our neighbors as ourselves and proclaim your love in Jesus' name. Amen. Just a few announcements as we head into another week of ministry together. We give thanks for our radio sponsors today, the Telford and Northrop families, sponsoring in memory of Joe and Doris Myers. So we remember Joe and Doris today and say thank you for the sponsorship. We need more sponsors for our radio broadcast in August. For some reason, that's just 1 month that hasn't filled up. So if you're interested in sponsoring in memory or celebration or just simply to support the ministry, we invite you to do that. It's a $50 sponsorship. This is a photo. This seems like a lifetime ago already. But this was the Community Unity VBS that was held the week before the mission trip. And so I give thanks for everyone who participated. We had over 110 kids this year and a lot of volunteers. And it was a really great week to be the church together. So thank you for everyone that made that possible as we collaborated across denominations. All of these announcements are in your bulletin. It's just kind of our schedule for the week. A reminder that Thursday we celebrate the life of Joyce Broman here at 10 a.m., which we'll have her funeral. And then just a reminder that next week we have regular worship times, and then our worship times switch. So we'll begin worship here, well, there we go, at 8:30 on August 3rd and 10:30 at Rock Creek. Any other announcements?
One more announcement. Yeah. Our Bible study this week will be at LaVon Beadle's house. Oh, here.
Oh, right, because of the funeral. Yeah, so LaVon is hosting the Bible study this week. Ready for the blessing.
Go to the dust at the feet of Jesus. Go to arms of the Good Shepherd. Go from comfort zones to unknowns and from darkness to light.
Go be the light. Go invite the world to know who Jesus is by watching you. When the dust settles, may you bring with Jesus, lead into your being like Jesus. May the one who pursued you first be the one you follow. May you become the follower Jesus invites you to be. And may others see Jesus through the way you live.
As you go, follow Jesus closely, so closely that the goodness that rises from him lands on you, covers you, becomes you, as if it were dust.
We'll sing together our Sending Him, God's Work, Our Hands. God's work, our hands, working together, building a future. God, our hands as we work in your name, sharing the good news of your gospel. God's work, our feet, traveling together, following Jesus to places unknown, walking as friends. Jesus so closely that we are covered in his dust. Thanks be to God.
You've been listening to the Faith Lutheran Church services on Real Country 1430. If you would like to support Faith's radio ministry with WRDN, send checks to Faith Lutheran Church at 1032 Prizel Street, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. For more information, you can call Faith at 715-672-8107 or read about them on realcountry1430.com. This is Sunday Morning on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Real Country 1430 WRDN Durand, Mondovi, Pepin. The entertainment you want, the information you need.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777. Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Going down like a sunset, burning out like a cigarette, blowing through the cash, through the past, drinking down that memory till there's nothing left. I could go on and on. Why? Drink around the truth, but I can't blame it on me. Yeah, yeah. Trying to ride out the midnight, trying to fight through the daylight. Wonder where you're at, and just like that, I'm looking back on what I had when you were mine. I could go on.
Let it take the blame for why you told me goodbye instead of missing you.
blame it on a whiskey. I wouldn't blame you if you didn't even miss me. Gave you a million reasons, girl, not to be with me. Should've never let you go, should've never watched you go. I could blame it on a good high. Let it take the blame for why you told me goodbye. Instead of missing you and missing all those good times. Should've never let you go, should've never watched you go. Yeah, I could drag around the truth. Yeah, I could say I never knew. Yeah, I can drag around the truth. But I can't blame it on you.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Yeah, she's my lady luck, hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hot pan. We live out in the country. Hey, she's my little queen of the South. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman. I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Yeah, our pickup truck is her limousine, and her favorite riding dress is her faded blue jeans. She loves me tender when the going gets tough. Sometimes we find just so we can make up. But I need that little woman like the crops need a rain. She's my honeycomb and I'm her sugar cane. We really fit together if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. This time I found a keeper. I made up my mind, Lord. The perfect combination is her heart and mine. The sky's the limit, no hill is too steep. We're playing for fun, but we're playing for keeps. So draw the curtain, honey, turn the lights down low. We'll find some country music on the radio. I'm yours and you're mine. Hey, that's what it's all about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Lord and Mama, we'll be two of a kind, working on a full house.
Go Durand the Panthers. From all of us at Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most. Bottle rockets in the sky, she'd make me break out of my guitar and play.
Oh, my head. Oh, my head.
fingers wrapped up in mine. Can still hear her laughing, see her dancing. You're making more than that sundress bed. Who says you can't go back in time? Yeah, when that song, it comes on, I'm on rewind and I'm 17 again. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can, moonlight on the waves, her kiss in the dark, the smile on her face when she made me break out of my guitar and play.
If you have any movie memorabilia, check it out. It could be worth a lot of money. A matter of fact, the iconic Rose Sled from Orson Welles' 1941 film Citizen's Kane just went up for auction, becoming the second most expensive item ever sold at auction for movie memorabilia at $14.75 million. What's the number one right now? The ruby red slippers from The Wizard of Oz. That's some pretty cool stuff. Captured from the silver screen, so check to see what you have. You might have a fortune on your hands.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen, visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you going to do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA Attraction Bundles and the no-worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way, at MOA, mallofamerica.com.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Save 45% off all wall decor and 35% off on all spring and summer clothing this week at The Cottage in Durand. Join The Cottage for the Crazy Days sidewalk sale this Thursday. You'll receive additional markdowns on all items outside. The Cottage is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4. Save big during The Cottage's Crazy Days sale all this week at The Cottage, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little patchy fog, otherwise a mostly sunny sky, light east breeze, highs to the lower 80s this afternoon. Overnight, one or two clouds, lows near 60. On Monday, mostly sunny, highs again in the lower 80s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 75 at our studios.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Heard he was gonna marry some girl from Denver. Then my sister came over, had the Sunday paper with her. There was the girl on the social page, looking in love and all engaged. We decided she don't take a very good picture. It may be my family's redneck nature, rubbing off, bringing out unladylike behavior. It sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spends all winter bringing the homeless blankets and dinner, a regular Nobel Peace Prize winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later. I drew horns and blacked out her tooth with a marker. Childish, yes, but she made such a thin little target. I couldn't be happier on my own, but I've got the slightest of a jealous bone, and seeing her with him tends to enlarge it. Well, it may be my family's a redneck nature, rubbing off, bringing out unladylike behavior. It sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spends all winter bringing the homeless blankets and dinner, a regular Nobel Peace Prize winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later. Did I mention I don't particularly care for her?
Go ahead, sing along. You know the words. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I got smoke in my hair, my clothes thrown everywhere. Woke up in my ride.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W29 7CH Durand.